Part 3. Lessons of the Past. Age breeds wisdom because age brings experience. Thus we learn. And if we are not frozen in our ways or wedded to a manner of looking at the world that defies experiential evidence, we learn. The rhyme of history is, in the end, the greatest teacher. The question, however, is whether the students are sufficient. Yes, Menzo Berenzon would look very different to me now, with my wealth of experience accompanying me back to that dark place. And yes, an individual may learn, should learn, must learn through his or her journey. But that doesn't happen to all individuals I have seen. And is it true at all on a societal level, or a generational level? I would expect the elves, including the drow, to be the learned guides of this turning cycle. Having seen the birth and death of centuries, the memories of the long-living races should cry as warnings to another fool king or queen or council of lords to change course when they are walking the road to catastrophe. For we have witnessed this marionette show before, and the puppets all died. And the principals who lived did so with great regret and even horror at their own actions. A dark path is walked in tiny steps. So the elves should be the clarion call of warning, but sadly, it is the shorter lifespan of the humans that seems to most dictate the cycles of destruction. As if the passing of a generation that knew great strife, or war, or insurgence erases, too, the societal memory of a road's tragic destination. In the Monastery of the Yellow Rose, they have a great library, and in that historical repository is a timeline of devastating, world-shattering events. The occurrences appear with alarming regularity. Every 70 to 100 years, there comes a time of great strife. Oh, there are other events, often tragic from time to time, but these are often anomalies, it seems, the rogue acts of foolish kings. The events of which I speak appear more to be a maturation of devastation, a perilous journey of thousands of tiny steps that culminates when the last of those humans who remember have died away. Then, again, darkness falls. It is more than coincidence, I think, this back step, this backward downslope of the rolling wheel of the centuries. And so I have come to believe that enlightenment may occur in a straight line for individuals, but only within that slowly turning wheel for the world at large. There have been Lord Neverembers before, with different names but similar short-sightedness. Hereafter, perhaps I shall refer to the Lord Protector of Neverwinter, Lord Neverremember. His attitude toward King Brunner raises great alarms. His clamor for supremacy knows no common sense. His selfishness leads to hoarding that is greatly detrimental, even fatal to those he calls his subjects. Everything is faster for the humans. Their compressed lives lead to compressed kingdoms and to repeated wars. Perhaps it is the urgency of trying to achieve too high pedestals too quickly, before the unbeatable death closes in. Or perhaps, because they are shorter lived, it is simply that they have less to lose. A king who has passed his 50th year might lose 20 years of life if he dies in battle or the guillotine finds his neck after a failed grab for even more power, while an elven king could lose centuries or a dwarven king might lose many decades. As old age sets in and the joys of life are compromised, perhaps this human king must grab for something glorious to replace the excitement of his rise to power, or the distant pleasures of the flesh, or the simple absence of pain when he crawled out of bed each morning. For all this potential tragedy and darkness, though, I must remind myself that the wheel does inevitably move forward. The world was a darker, harsher, crueler place 100 years ago, and much more so 1,000 years ago. And this gives me hope for my own people. Is our wheel similarly turning, though at a vastly slower pace? Is Menzo Berenzon truly evolving toward a lighter and more generous existence with the passing of each drow generation? That is my hope, but it is tempered with very real fears that the wheel turns so slowly that its momentum may not be enough, that events and unscrupulous matrons could not just stop it, but push it in the other direction. And that's to say nothing of the vile demon goddess who holds those matrons in thrall. Drow heroes are needed. Fortunately, Menzo Berenzon has produced a surprising number of those, usually hidden in the shadows, of which there are many. It is my desperate hope that one of them, one I dearly loved, has returned to the world. Drizzt D'Urden.